Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.WS. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. We've got George Hopper on the line, who was a family caregiver continuously for 37 years. Can you imagine? He cared for two wives, four sons, his father and his mother, and his father-in-law. He was so compelled by what he lived through, he advocates now for family caregivers by networking with individuals and organizations all over. As immediate past president of the Well Spouse Foundation, George assists in promoting their mission and also works to promote the National Family Caregivers Association, which we were just talking about in the last segment. He'd like you to know about these two websites, www.wellspouse.org and www.nfcacares.org. That's the National Family Caregivers Association, which we've been talking about. So, George, tell me, what is the Well Spouse Foundation all about?
First, Jackie, I want to thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
The Well Spouse Foundation is all about emotional support. Our mission, organization was founded in 1988 with this mission, and it continues today, to provide emotional support and to raise awareness and advocate for the spousal caregivers of the chronically ill and disabled. When we say spousal, this could be a partner. That's the mission, and that's deep in my heart because I discovered the Well Spouse Foundation back in its first year by reading a book published by an editor. It was Lil Brown was the publisher, and Maggie Strong was the editor. Maggie was in the same situation that I was. She was caring for her husband with multiple sclerosis. And my wife had multiple sclerosis at that time, and she was quadriplegic.
Oh.
Now, as Maggie wove her story through the book, it's like, this was my story, but I hadn't written this book.
Right.
So if I had the ability to read that book, that would have been me. So I felt like, it was gripping, and it was real. And at the end of the book, Maggie said to everybody, if you're interested in connecting with others in your situation, write to me. So that's how we started as a group, the Well Spouse Foundation, back in 1988.
That's a great idea for people because, when you're the one who's well and you're coping with a caregiving for a disabled person, you need a place to go where you can be around other people who are going through this. It's the support is incredible. Your organization's wonderful. And what can you tell us about the National Family Caregivers Association? We were talking about it last segment with John Paul, but tell us a little about what you want to say about it.
Well, I found the National Family Caregivers Association, just coincidentally, at a Well Spouse Foundation conference when Suzanne Mintz was there, and her husband has MS. So we connected, and, we sat down at a table. There were six of us. We all had a similar situation with multiple sclerosis as far as caregiving. And we stayed in touch. And then Suzanne, much to my surprise, was in the process of forming the NFCA, and as soon as she formed it, I had already been an advocate, an activist also in the community here, and I felt like I could be a spokesperson for the NFCA. So I began working for the NFCA as well as for the Spouse Foundation on a volunteer basis here in the local greater Detroit community.
George, you do so much. I see your name everywhere, and you've been a caregiver for so many years. I want to give you this huge hug. How do you keep going with all the advocacy work? What keeps you going?
Well, I think it's in my heart. I want to say how it really started. And I was sitting with my in-laws, father-in-law and mother-in-law, and my wife at a table one night, and I was really troubled because the small bus service in the Detroit area, particularly in the suburbs, was about to fail. And I realized that it was badly needed, because a lot of people here in Detroit who cannot afford cars don't have good public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And this public transportation was helping workers come out of Detroit and work for families in the suburbs, for example. And it also picked up disabled people and seniors that needed transportation from nursing homes or wherever they lived in their own homes and couldn't get out and drive and so forth. So I got busy and formed a coalition of 50 organizations. My mother-in-law provided me three names and numbers that she'd worked with over the years. And when I listened to what they had to say and how strongly they felt about this, I quickly realized that I had to step up. So I called all these people and realized they were of like mind, you know, at the tops of these organizations. So within 2-3 weeks, we had ourselves a powerful political force.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and we overturned the legislature's inability to see the benefits of the Transportation Act from the federal in